Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activists view. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Cure and can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
You can call them.
And thank you once again for listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 46 already. That M period, A period, N period stands for Music Activism News. That's the abbreviation, the acronym. And for those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in 646-478-0944. Definitely send music or commercials, MP3 format, to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can also check out our three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can always call back, hang up and call back, or press 1 if you didn't do so in the first so-and-so place. Now, I need to let you know some things that are going on, like Common Sense Radio is Sundays at 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can also YouTube for new music, Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. The Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1, that's Alfred Porter Jr. 1, and Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, that's Hip Hop Workshop 2, and also Man in the Street 13, yeah, you can. Now, you can also Instagram Jr. Alfred Porter, Facebook page of Joseph Motley, M-O-T-L-E-Y-J-R with a period on it. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com or Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. You can check out hot music on the website of www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can also go to the webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com, where tomorrow's guest, oh my goodness. goodness, The Actual Tannis. Also, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can YouTube channel, or YouTube Miss Commentary Cleveland. So that's Miss Commentary together and then space and then Cleveland. Now, you can check out, if you need a job, www.templabor.org. You can also check out thelogtv.com and the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. YouTube channel, Power Groove Records. We are Cleveland with nothing but Cleveland music and material. Nothing but Cleveland music and material. Now, I'm enjoying myself because I get a chance to give out information on this show. And that helps me stay in the know. It helps everybody else stay in the know with what's going on. My thing is, when you do certain things, it's a blessing to be a part of certain things. So now is the time for me to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Some things end up turning into entertainment, even if it's a rally, because they might have music, some other things going on. But it's the top 10 things that might have drawn a buzz or gotten some attention. There are always things that have honorable mentions as well. So I have to make sure that I break down how this happens, because on the bubble right now, the bus trip, honorable mention, there's a bus trip going to D.C. You had one bus trip that went down dealing with voting rights and everything else. That was an honorable mention on that bus trip. There's another bus trip going out tomorrow evening. We'll get into that shortly. You can always look up National Action Network Cleveland for the bus trip that's leaving tomorrow evening. Tomorrow evening for the D.C. March. But in the number 10 spot, making a lot of noise, just released within a little over 24 hours, debuting The Actual Tannis with the Bashir diss. He'll be guest on voiceitradio.com, where they do things so fast and make your head spin. Number 9, debuting Sheriff Kilroy, What Time Is It? You can go to the GMS Hood Famous TV YouTube page. Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County, domestic violence expert Laura Cohen, Larry H. Gardner from Headlines and Headaches and Nerve DJs, Headline I, Diane Devine, and more shared the video on their own. That says a lot. Number 8, debuting BWE Entertainment with the Rob Rose tribute, as well as the song I'm Better. Number 7, and that Rob Rose tribute kicking up a lot of noise, has been now for a couple of weeks. Number 7 debuting on Facebook, the Art McCoy BMA Bus and Car Caravan Sustained Protest Part 3. We'll get into that in just a little while. Number 6, Facebook Jam Sessions, November 12th with the Unit Band Times 50th Birthday Celeb, short for Celebration, for Host Arrogant. Number five, this is new, debuting. Number 5, it was just the past Friday evening at the front stage. It was EP for voiceradio.com, his birthday party, 10th year anniversary of voiceradio.com, where Outlaw Jones, Poison Ivy, EP doing stand-up comedy. Wish the mics had been better for the artist, because anybody who knows Poison Ivy or Outlaw Jones, don't sit back and think, huh, I thought I saw him and it didn't sound. No, they are professional, but it was just the mic set up for artists. Didn't work out the way it should have. But it was number 5. Ooh-wee, so what made it to the number 4 spot? Ooh, the biggest jump Art McCoy, Al Porter, Gospel Concert at Pentecostal New Antioch, where Pastor Reed was the MC. Pastor Hawk did the message and drums. Ernie Harris played guitar. You had Sheriff Kilroy, who let people know November 13th is 6 years being president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Perfect Setting, Click, Simply Sister Bonita. You had the Ghetto Evangelist. Dantes Taylor did the poem and the song. Maddie B's Flowers, Floral Arrangements, gave out flowers to everyone who was there. I would just like to say, if you need flowers or floral arrangements, 216-334-9820. That's 216-334-9820. It was DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man, featuring Ms. Pulls Points, were there also. Number three, Facebook, because big names they are. Freeway and Beanie Siegel, live at the Grog Shop. It's still number three. But at the number two spot, still number two, it was none other than, and they had a lot of people show up for that. They played music, so it wasn't just a regular rally. It was Facebook, 7 years, the long walk to justice for our beloved Tamir Rice. So number one spot, it's because you had a soulful voice of Michael Africa. And so still, number one, for 2 weeks, Facebook, 12th year anniversary of Cleveland Imperial Avenue murders rally and newly erected Imperial Monument. Lead organizer, Kathy Ray Coleman. Co-organizers was Reverend Pinckney and Al Porter, Man in the Street, who was called the strongest man in Cleveland by head organizer Kathy Ray Coleman, as witnessed by 3,000-plus people on their Facebook live feed. I might have to find that live feed and reshare it on my page and let people know. When you have 3,000 people on a Facebook live, see that and hear that, what I look like sharing that with 99-plus one person when 3,000-plus have already seen it? That's kind of overkill in my mind. Anyway, I was getting ready to say, you also had there, and it was deep, newly elected county councils, Meredith Turner, East Cleveland Ward 3 Councilman, Ernest L. Smith, Imperial Women's Coalition, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Brick House Wellness, Father's Lives Matter, The Boss Corps, Divine Victory, Refuse Fascism, Laura Cohen. It's a lot more. See, we activists needed to speak because this has been memories for 12 years. I remember when, the Brown Report newspaper, Art McCoy was asked to clean a lot. He talked to Kimberly F. Brown, Brown Report newspaper. She took it up, but she didn't just have us clean a lot. Oh, no. We cleaned a lot across the street to make sure it looked viable and presentable. Going to talk to families who were left out. Just because some family members were paid, we're waiting for all families to be paid well. There were still women dying out there. So we had no choice but to be out there to handle everything that came along. Now, I know what I said earlier. I need to let people know what is happening. I do. I need to let them know what's going on in some of the communities. So people need to know that on Facebook, I mentioned it earlier, Art McCoy, BMA Bus and Car Caravan, Sustained Protest Part 3. That is what is happening. Now, I have to let you know that tomorrow, that's tomorrow, we will gather at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 12 noon, Tuesday, Cleveland Standard Time, 12 noon. We will be leaving our headquarters between 12:30 and 12:45 p.m. sharp to deal with Sherwood Williams, that not only had bad dealings when it came to lead paint and children, but also shafted black workers on jobs. And we will join them for their 1:30 p.m. protest. West 3rd, West Superior Avenue and West 3rd, as they show you and we show you what sustained mass protest and boycotts means when it comes to unfair living practices. Again, come fellowship 12 to 12:30 p.m. before we car caravan. Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Father's Lives Matter, and more have already signed on in the past, and we know that women are our leaders as well, so we encourage women to come out and be a part of the event. BMA usually have at least one big field trip per year. Fortunately, this is our third big bus trip. We will have giveaways for the first 25 people. Snacks and coffee will be served, and that is tomorrow. And for those people who want to know more about it, join us at the rally to close the black-white wealth gap in Cleveland. The time is now with the construction of the Sherwin-Williams Tower. Cleveland is the second poorest big city in the U.S. 40% of Cleveland's black residents live in poverty. The median income for whites in Cleveland is 2.1 times higher than that of blacks, $60,000 to $28,000. That is Tuesday, November 16th, 1:30 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. That will be our hour of power, letting you all know we look forward to seeing you there. My thing is also, I just need to thank people for tuning in so that I can make sure that I get everything in that I'm supposed to get. It's been a very, very busy, busy week, from vigils to you name it. It has been one of those things that I'm still trying to figure out how I ended up this busy the past week. And I could see it's no breaks. No breaks. But on my mama, no breaks. And I might as well throw this one on here just because. I'll be right back after this.
On my mama, remix. On my mama, remix. On my mama, on my mama, on my mama. On my mama.
Hey, Woo, the sheriff. Let's talk about our mamas right quick. Let's show appreciation to them.
Oh, my mama.
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 You know, they are Mother Earth.
Oh, my mama.
We got to show them that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my mama.
Their worth.
Oh, my mama.
They gave me
oh, my mama.
Dream to believe. Running through these streets are the queens of grace. Mother Earth, protectors of our future. Keep safe. I thank you for your prayer to make change. We appreciate how your truth and love brings unity in a world of misguided foolery. Blessings upon you, pleasure installed in me to believe, faith, love, and unity. Give me the vision and the meaning of women empowerment. Holding myself as a Nubian queen that's gonna succeed. I love you, cause you're without you. There is no me. I gotta be higher up so our future kings and queens can have that example that is meant for everybody.
Oh my mama.
Oh my mama.
Oh my mama.
Oh my mama.
You know I gotta do this on my mama. This is the reason why I'm looking for drama. That's why we coming through with all this honor. I am an artist, and mama, I love you. Just wanna tell you, thank you for having me. Lyrical strong with lyrical people, so strong with the sheriff. Word up the kill, we're always gonna build them up. That's for my mama. Bringing that karma, you hear me cropping this harvest, so you know I'm on the farm. This might just rose it up, growing this bouquet instead of destroying. Bringing the charm and happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
Oh my mama.
Oh my mama. Yeah.
Oh my mama.
Executive order on what
oh
I say.
Mama.
Every day is like Mother's
oh
Day.
Mama.
Re-edit, remix. It's on
oh my
mama.
Mama.
On my mama. I don't
oh
do drama.
Mama.
I don't tolerate on no
oh
disorder.
My
on my mama name, Miss Hattie
oh my
Porter.
Mama.
Kilroy's my name. I acclaim fame. I'm on BWE Wall of Fame. General for Donald Walker Brown. This is like a 10-story stepladder. A 10-foot stepladder for the soapbox. 10-foot stepladder for the soapbox. Only 10-foot stepladder for the soapbox. And the general was putting out, here's a clear example of you never know who is taking pictures of you. As this morning, her son had a doctor's appointment. And they were a little early. And so General Donald Walker Brown, five-star field general of action. Her and her mom had started talking about the building and how CCF has taken all the parking. Cleveland Clinic, you know, from the Cleveland Playhouse complex. They both thought it was a shame to have a beautiful building with no parking. Then she said CCF probably going to knock this building down to make a parking lot. And she looked at the next thing she know, she saw the Cleveland Clinic article that went out on November 15th, 2021. And it said, Cleveland Playhouse Complex to be demolished by Cleveland Clinic for the parking lot. Yep, nothing like Cleveland Clinic. Nothing like Cleveland Clinic at all. Nothing like them. It's very interesting to just put that one out there, that that is what's going to happen with their place. It's very, very just wanted to throw that out there. Kind of like that mysterious fire that burnt down the church from lightning. That's what they said, lightning. And some people said, well, we saw some lightning strikes. Yep, Cleveland Clinic wanted that church. The lightning struck. Okay, we got you. We got you. My thing is, as I look for something else, I'm looking at the fact that I appreciate people who take the time to call in to this program. I do. I do. Because you don't have to. Let's get this very clear. You don't have to. But when you do, it's my job to at least try to listen and see what's going on. So in trying to listen to what's going on, I'm going to go to 216-412. 216-412, you're on live. How you doing out there?
I am doing great, Mr. Porter. Yes, I said great. Great, 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 and great. I'm here. This is Magic Chats, by the way. How's everybody doing?
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. Talk to us.
Yeah, most definitely. Definitely going to be in support for the Sherwin Williams march tomorrow. A person said,
can't
why are we
wait.
Marching?
Go ahead. I'm excited that you're going to be there.
Prepare to eat. One person mentioned, what's the point of us going down there if you only got, like, what, one, $1 million for black contractors, but still to the point for the cause. I mean, going down there, making your name known, making it known, you know, that we not backing down or none of this stuff. You know, Martin Luther King did it. You see what that brought, you know. It brung some dreams. We can say that, you know. He might not have been like, you know, on like a Malcolm X type person, though. At the same time, though, a lot of stuff he did it in a Yeshua way. You know what I mean? Besides that, like I said, I mean, it ain't about us. Like, don't like do one to others as they do to you, though. At the same time, you know, we as God's children, and I'm not just speaking of our race, though. I'm saying our culture. I'm saying we as God's children that stick up for the truth and stuff like that. Yeah, we do have to be humble about a lot of situations. You know what I mean? And then also the fact that we gotta stop labeling ourselves what so called man wants us to be. This wicked system wants us to be. Mentioned that fact, though. We are not. Yes, we had our first African-American president. Yes, because Obama, his father's African and his mother's Caucasian. You know, so yes, we did have our first African-American president, though. If people need to go back and do their research on their DNA, most of us that's over here in America, we are not African-American. We are bronze people. We call us Afro-American. Yeah, we got Afros, and we here in America, you know. And on the American, even the American part sounds fishy. So it's still more to look into that because, I mean, yeah, Americanus. I mean, that's like what? Wasn't like an Italian explorer or something? Like, I know it don't got to do with, I don't know. I know the last name of America don't got nothing to do with us. So, I mean, you know, see, man tries to make their jealous man tries to make themselves claim what they're not, you know. Even with the you go deeper and stuff. I posted some stuff on Facebook. You go to my website now. My Facebook website, Major Taps. You know, you got my big face, my big shiny face up on there. Major Taps. I posted something where it says that. Hold on, I just got a text. What the text say? Okay, well look. King James, a long time, like, people putting about, people to put out, like, the system to put out here that they portray King James as a Caucasian person, you know what I mean? And you looking deep into it, I put them on Facebook, I just added it, you know, it showed that King James was a bronze man. That, he put some stuff in the Bible, it's other chapters in the Bible that were taken out. The other chapters in the Bible that were taken out are called the Apocrypha. So whoever don't know, now you know. It's out there. Matter of fact, you go to one of your bookstores that's up on, you know, it's a lot of the literature. You go to one of those bookstores and stuff and get the Apocrypha. If you don't have it, you can order it. Also, before there was Moors, there were Israelites.
Right.
So, I do know that the Moors, when it comes to, I'm not saying all Moors, I'm not speaking on all Moors, because, you know, not all of them were bad, you know what I mean? It was enough of them that did sell us out, though. You know what I mean? So, that's where we come with the triangular trade. That's where a lot of stuff adapted, because it wasn't just Caucasian people, you know, it's Italians and different cultures. It wasn't just other cultures selling us out and selling us and stuff. It was our own peoples and stuff, and they called themselves Moors. And the thing is, you beat around the bush, though, but the truth will reveal itself. You know, but in the day, though, it states there in the Bible that who we are, though, you know, so we are the Israelites. We are the Jews. We're not Jewish. We are the Jews. So it's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? So to all the Drake fans, yeah, he's Jewish. Jewish. He's Jewish. You know what I mean? He doesn't claim himself as a Jew. But technically, Drake, he do his education because his father is a bronze man and his mother is a Caucasian man. Technically, you know, so when it comes to the XY chromosome, you inherit the DNA from the from the man. So, I mean, that's off subject, but I'm like, because that's definitely off subject, though. But when it comes to higher level, people that sit there on a higher pedestal and stuff like that, that's confusing the religion and stuff. That's where that comes from. So let me get off that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just educating people and stuff, you know what I mean? And
right.
Don't get twisted. I'm not prejudiced because I like all my people diverse. I like all diverse people and stuff like that. You know, it's people in the BMA, you know what I'm saying, not ride for us. So don't get it twisted because Major Taps is definitely not a racist. I might be prejudiced somewhat, you know what I'm saying? The prejudice and racism is a totally different thing. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
Totally
it
different
is.
Thing. Look it up. Our own people, like you, when you walk down the street, you know what I'm saying? A person, look at your, oh, what are those? Look at your shoes. That's being prejudiced. So let's be honest. We all got to work on ourselves and stuff like that. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Being prejudiced could be a defense mechanism. Also, but at the same time, though, we're not racist. We always been a loving people and stuff like this. It's the system has corrupted, you know what I'm saying? Our culture and stuff like that with bringing in, you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, me as myself, I am, you know what I'm saying, involved into music and things of nature and stuff like that. So certain things I would not put out just the fact that I know that it will, you know what I'm saying, like, misinfluence, you know what I'm saying, my people and stuff. I'll put out fun party tracks, chicken and tracks that we can get along and vibe to. And yes, I do. I honor my women. I definitely honor our women and stuff like that, and not just one. I honor all our women. You know what I mean? So I do it in a way where I'm not degrading them. I'm just saying that, you know what I'm saying. I applaud y'all. Y'all find like when the creator did this thing, he did a good thing with y'all, for real, seriously. Because y'all basically the most beautiful creatures on this earth, seriously. And you already know, when I hear about anybody being disrespected, especially with a female, you know what I'm saying? I'm on alert, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm on
right.
Where is it at? You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, though, I'm asking for women, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you see something, know something, stand up, don't sit back, don't be no kiss ups to other people that want to try to manipulate you, things of that nature and stuff. You know what I mean? Us as men, as real men, we here to support y'all. Facts, though, you know, we definitely here to support y'all. You know, and I just want to say, it was a sister, Miss O'Neill. Her nephew is least to say he went to work, and last time, I guess when he got off of work, he wound up missing. I don't know. I heard somewhat of the story. I tuned into it. I gave my input on it and what could possibly be done. Apparently, the police have not gave a response, or I don't know if the police is taking care of it or not. Though, all I said was make sure you go downtown because, like, Fourth District, they lazy in the mud. So, you're not going to get too much out of 4th District because they just sitting back eating donuts, collecting the paycheck. You know, they got the messed up bathrooms and the jail cells, and they don't care about none of that. Like, I'm feeling that because I've been in 4th District before. I know how it's like, you know what I'm saying? Between 4th District and EC, I'm glad I ain't never been in EC, but I done heard the horror stories in there and stuff. You know what I mean? So I just want everybody just to, you know what I'm saying, stay woke and keep awake, you know what I'm saying? And it's more literature out here and information that they want to hide from us. So back on the Sherman Williams thing, West 3rd, most definitely. I will definitely be down there. Everybody join me in the BMA family, you know what I mean? We will definitely be down there protesting on that. And I feel like everybody want to say What's the point in Martian? What's the point in rock? Like, okay, I mean, we got to do our part somewhere. You know what I mean? Instead
right,
of just sitting around
exactly.
complaining about it. So if you're not going to, mm-hmm. you want to complain about it, but when I say, okay, let's go down to a rally or something like that and make it known, they ain't going to do nothing. But in the day, though, you ready to go mm-hmm. jump and go to an Eminem concert.
Right, exactly, exactly.
I mean, I don't mean to sound like that, but I'm saying, all right, a Puff Daddy concert.
right.
I mean, you ready to go to a fair or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You ready to go to the bar or the club and wild out and turn up, though, but you too ashamed to go down to the, down to a marching event that's really dealing with our people's, our culture and stuff, so we can get, you know what I'm saying, more contractors in, you know, because Sherwin Williams, they trying to do some scam stuff. And then also, I'm going to weigh in on the Brown Stadium. And with that, I do. And I'm not going on the fact that Colin Kaepernick, you know what I'm saying, did what he did and stuff like that. Okay, it's a good thing that he did that, though. At the same time, though, how many brothers darker than him, I'm not saying this because he's light-skinned, but I'm saying at the same time, though, how many brothers that have went through that, you know what I'm saying, that been battling with that, they didn't do what they could to try to silence them. You know what I'm saying? That stuff has been going on for years in the NFL and stuff. And, like, me, for example, Brown Stadium. I've been down there because I was doing some part-time for a nonprofit. So I was recently, you know what I'm saying, racially discriminated against and profiled and stuff like that. They look at me like I was like a terrorist or something. And all I was doing was just defending myself. All I was doing was sticking up for myself and defending myself when somebody threatened me down there. You know what I mean? Seriously. So, like, everybody definitely start taking knees. Taking knees, for real. We're going to take knees. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I don't really honor the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't honor none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe and it's funny is we barely know our own Pledge of Allegiance. Our what is it called? It's our own national anthem.
That's right. The every voice.
Every voice and sing. And then we hum, 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 hum. You know what I mean?
Yep.
We just did that. Me, myself, you know what I'm saying? But that was it. It's a long song, too. So, yeah, we got to do that.
It is.
That's a long song. Like, dang. we got to memorize that because they on their stuff. So why we not on ours? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They got us. They got us working for them. You know what I'm
saying? They do.
That comes out from the 9-to-5s to the army, military, all that. They got us working for them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's so, like, you know what I'm saying? We got to, I put it like this. Ooh, you guys ever seen Ghost Rider? You ever seen Ghost, the first Ghost Rider with Nicolas Cage?
Okay, yes.
At the end. Yes, at the end, okay. Remember, he got possessed by the devil, whatever, and stuff, with the powers and everything. But he flipped it on the devil. He told the devil at the end, he was like, "No, I'm going to keep these gifts or whatever. I'm going to keep this what you put on me and stuff like this. I'm going to use it against you."
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got to do. All right? You know what I'm saying? This ain't no movie. This real life, though. But, you know, Hollywood puts the messages and stuff like that. But it's up to us to figure out the puzzles. But that's the message I got out of that movie. And that's why I feel like that deals with us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying we devils or nothing like that, because we are gods and goddesses. You know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like that's basically what we need to do in the same sense. You know what I'm saying? They even got it where, going back to the Browns. You know what I mean? They got it where they trying to bring back slavery on the low. For example, like I worked through this nonprofit. Me, my mama, a few other friends, we do this just to, you know what I'm saying, for this nonprofit organization and stuff like that. So, and it's like people that's in urban areas that work for this nonprofit. What they done did, you know what I'm saying, they want to put They want to push this COVID nonsense so hard. You know,
right.
Like it's a super big deal. I mean, it is a big deal because people getting sick for no. A cousin of mine just passed, 37. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it is a big deal. But at the same time, though, they pushing it to the way where they're trying to stop people's money. You know,
yes,
on the
yes,
on the
cash yes.
door down at the Brown Stadium. It usually says that you could after a customer pays their money, you can tip or whatever right there on the cashier.
Mm-hmm.
So that was going there. Now they just took the tip thing off of the tip message off of the computers and stuff. So it's basically like they want you to slave for them while they collect a big paycheck. You know what I mean? Talking about all because of COVID-19. That's nonsense. Because facts though, the Brown Stadium, you know, down in their basement and stuff, they loaded with bukus of money. They loaded. So it's just a thing of greed. You know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff going on at the stadium that I will be addressing. You know what I'm saying? That's probably why the Browns is losing, because they just how the Indians be losing, because they try to hide their old racism and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? They cursing themselves. That's all they doing. So yeah. Browns ain't getting. You know, and I like football. I like the Cleveland Browns too. But at the same time though, they ain't about to until they let up off they old messed up ways and racist ways and stuff like that, y'all gonna be cursed. Y'all ain't wearing no Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I just got stumped out by the Patriots. Everybody cheering about, oh, Cincinnati. But who is Cincinnati, though?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's from Ohio, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Our record was way better than Cincinnati's and stuff. That was like I don't mean disrespect Cincinnati, though, but I'm saying y'all get so hyped about a team that's not even really doing too much in there. Oh, they beat you 21-7 with that, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, though, they'll suck. They suck. They garbage. The only thing that's sounding good about the Browns is the dog nation. Shout out to Swab Gotti.
There you go.
Shout out to Swab Gotti. You know, so,
I appreciate
that.
That
can make the Browns look good. That's the only thing. The anthem.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe. I don't know if the anthem down there. Maybe they put the anthem in the stadium. Maybe they win some games. Who knows?
There you go. They need to.
Yeah.
They do.
So I know other people want to get on here. You know, it's like 9:42. I had a lot to say. I'm gonna have some more to say next week too. Because there's a lot going on. Like I'm fed up. I'm fed up with a lot of things. I'm saying I'll keep myself humble. You know what I mean?
And keep humble.
Yeah. Everybody, like, look. Whoever come on tomorrow, we'll see y'all tomorrow.
Yep, we'll see you tomorrow there. Thank you very much, brother.
All right,
appreciate
now.
You. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and
as a matter of fact, because he pulled that out the hat, this is what we'll do. I might as well go on and play a request. Be right back.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns Show. Dog Pound and Swab Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-4. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Noku about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and and you Panthers and your Lions, it's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field, we don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, and orange, and white stripes. The C-Town lights, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bought that dog like where the pound be. East see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Rando and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneers fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. We gotta shout out to Big Dog Execs. Big Dog Execs like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
And that is, of course, Kai Dog Crew page. If you're looking for them, that Kai Dog Nation, that Dog Nation song featuring Suave, Gotti, Kimrod, the Healer. Yeah, that's who that is. My thing is, I'm looking at my phone lines, and I think one of the nicest things I could do for myself right now is to make it easy on me. Yep, make it easy on me. How do I make it easy on me? Well, I can go to the phone lines and see who is on the 216-235. 216-235, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
I kind of recognize this name a little bit. I played a remix track that featured myself on My Mama. My mama liked that track very much. Who am I speaking to this evening?
Well, you're actually speaking to Lyrical Storm. Lady T had to take a break. So is that cool with you, Al?
That is definitely cool with me. As a matter of fact, I would like to ask you, since you never know what may happen here and there, I wanted to hear about this Feed the Needy program that's going on and why you feel it had to happen.
Okay. Well, Lady T told me to tell everybody that the Feed the Needy drive is to help all our city of Cleveland's needy families, our homeless, our veterans, whatever you can donate to this cause, which I think is a really good cause. I'm saying, with the holiday season coming around, with the COVID and everything going around, we need to bring more unity in the community. Lady T, that's what she stands for. So, with the Feed the Needy drive, it basically is bringing our communities together and trying to help with the holiday season. It's about giving back.
All right. And so with that being said, let's ask, how long has this program been going on?
From what Lady T tells me, it's been going on since 2012, since Future Kids was established. And they host it every year, from what I'm told.
I'm aware of it for the past few years, and it's been very... So, with that being said,
a lot of people.
Right. And I would like to know, how can a person like myself be involved in it this year of 2021, especially with COVID numbers resurging and a few things like that? I know that people lost their money when certain things were brought back.
So the first half of your question, you can all anybody that would like to donate, we're collecting on the 19th. You want to go around the city, both east, west, north, south, to collect the non-perishables and the things that you guys donated in the communities. So you can reach either her at 216-235-8167, or you can reach my girl, Ms. Lizelle Greyhouse, at 216-858-6789 to schedule a pickup on that day. And we're going to be picking up between the hours of 12 and 6 o'clock on that day. So that whole day, right there from 12 to 6, she's going to be out and just collecting candies, and that's how you can help to contribute. Or if you would like to volunteer, we're always looking for extra hands to distribute at St. Herman's House. That's Focus Cleveland, right here on Franklin Avenue. We're looking for young men, to come out and just help us distribute and unload the boxes. So
I hear you.
I just mentioned.
Okay, well, I'm going to at least say right now, one of your biggest fans almost took her cane and hit me upside my head. Mama Porter wanted to make sure that I pulled out some food and non-perishable food items and get it ready. So, in other words, what you're saying is so that, and I did play on my mama earlier just because. In other words, if I get out there and make these food items available, what you're saying is they can be picked up between those hours.
Yep. Lady T will come straight to the house from what she tell me, and, she'll come and pick up the items and, give out. Also, she told me this is much very important, too. I almost forgot she's going to kill you. But she told me also, too, you will receive, a little poster card explaining about who you are in the community so we can get prepared for our next event, which is in December. It's Tis the Season. And so we're going to actually be looking for donations for that as well, too. So we're going to give you a little something to say thank you. Lady G, want to thank everybody that did support, especially her councilwoman, Jasmine Santana. So big shout outs to her in the community to allow us to put a box around. So, thanks to our community and our local stores and stuff.
I want to say I appreciate that information because I've heard certain things about it, been a part of food drives in the past, I know that there was something set up for at the Dialogue Center at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Black on Black Crime headquarters. But I know that now I finally get a chance to sit down and hear more about the reason why, or the reasons why, which is very important, and how important that is. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you, as an artist, what causes you to say, I want to give back in a community?
I mean, I'm an artist, like you said. You know, I'm a big influence in our community. So, you know, we must walk the walk as well as talk the talk. So, you know, if I can't speak about empowerment and unity and, you know, whatever it goes on when I, you know, pick up the pen and the paper. But I also got to show that by action as well. So, you know, as you know, outline, you know, I'm very militant. I'm very strong in trying to bring our community together. So you got to walk the walk and talk the talk.
Wow. I like that. Walk the walk and talk the talk. And I'm going to at least ask you, how can people hear and follow some of your music? Because when it comes down to it, I can honestly say, let's go to voiceitradio.com, and I play a lot of lady artists, female artists. I do. I have not had one who has been as consistent in releasing songs. I haven't seen that. So I have to ask you one thing, and that is, what causes you to be so forceful and release music as fast as you are?
I just write off feeling. You know, I just write off feeling, and whatever I feel that day, or if it's a story that needs to be told, or, you know, just everyday life, period. You know, people need to hear more uplifting stuff, or, you know, the bars got to make sense and drop some knowledge every once in a while, you know, and so we can get our people back together. So, like, so the consistency of my music, it comes off the feelings and the issues and the problems that's going on, so I can let my people know that, you know, I'm there for you and I understand your pain. So, I mean, sometimes it just come out that way. You get three tracks or what may not, just because I'm feeling that way. Or what may happen, you know, I want to spread my words and knowledge in the song.
I appreciate that information, and now I can ask you, how can more people follow your movement, follow your music, follow what you're involved in? How can we join in, participate?
It's a lot. But as far as music goes, we can go on Lyrical Storm on Reverb Nation, Lyrical Storm on SoundCloud, BWE Entertainment LLC on YouTube. You can follow me on Lyrical Storm on Facebook, as well as MZTV32 on IG. And always, as always, tune in, because it's always hashtag it hurt. Tune in on Saturday, December the 4th, as we do the Black Talk Table at 8 o'clock on Leo Nation 213.
Hey, I want to say I thank you very much for calling in. It's a great way to at least head out of the program. And may you have continued success, and may other people join me. See, they shouldn't have to get whacked in the head by their mama. They should be able to at least feed the needy, reach out, and on the replay, follow the directions as we repost this program, and they can at least help feed the needy. You brought up some interesting points, and I thank you very much. In this pandemic, more than ever, we should have learned how to look out for each other. So thank you once again for phoning in.
Thank you so much. I'll tell Lady T, you say hi.
Please do that. You're an excellent representative for her, all right?
Now, all right. Thank you, guys. Good night.
No problem. Appreciate you. And I'm very, very thankful for how this program has gone. I will at least let people know that I look forward to catching you all next week. Talk to you soon. Peace. And, oh, yeah, before I leave up out of here, I'm looking on. Oh, man. Oh, shoot, that's nice to hear. It looks like Proprietor ENT is bringing canned goods this coming Wednesday. And shout out to his young homie, Reese, our nephew, though. So at least, if nothing else, if we can start getting things together to make sure we take care of our own community. See you all tomorrow. Be blessed.